the one big thing is going to be because, well, it's going to be epic.
It is going to be the Garth Brooks. Tomorrow is Garth Day, kicking off Garth Weekend. Shows Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, and Sunday night. And we want to make sure you have all the information you need so that you have the best possible experience.
Exactly.
For the afternoon shows, doors open at 1:30. For the evening shows, the shows are at 7:30. Doors open on Saturday and Sunday, 6:30-ish, it says. Because it's a doubleheader, they say please be aware that it might take a little longer than that. So just be patient. They have to do the whole security sweep and clean up before they can do the second.
Right. That's Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
Friday, the doors open at 5:30 for a 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So it's just a little bit different.
And you need to know there is no opening act.
Yeah, no,
so these shows start on time. I know with a lot of the other concerts, there's one or two openers. People get there late sometimes. You do not want to get there late.
Nope.
It's Garth and Trisha from the exact time it is starting.
They start right on time. And they've honed this from the years he was in Vegas with the shows that they put on there. This is way bigger than the Vegas show, but it's the same timeline that they use.
Okay, so what is allowed in? A clear plastic bag, a small clutch purse or wallet, 1 gallon clear plastic, a 1 gallon clear plastic freezer bag.
Right.
You cannot bring a purse. You cannot bring a backpack. You cannot bring a clear backpack. You cannot bring a camera case. You cannot bring a binocular case. You cannot bring an empty plastic water bottle. I know sometimes people like to do that so they don't have to pay so much inside. But you cannot bring a professional camera. You can use the camera on your cell phone, and you can bring small signs, but pretty much bring as little as you can.
You don't want to be avoiding all of that extra stuff.
Right. If you bring a small clutch, purse, or wallet, no larger than 4.5 by 6.5 inches, so they are little, or else get one of those clear plastic bags.
Right. And then the fun part will be our giant street party.
Yes.
The Rail Yard and Kicks have teamed up with Tio Haas Tire. We're closing down the street to throw an epic bash for all of the shows. Not just tomorrow night's opening night, but every show will be down there. Mm-hmm. Starting at 5 o'clock is when the entertainment will begin on tomorrow night down there with DJ SK and swag from the Nebraska Lottery. Then we've got Buckaroos are going to be performing Saturday night. They'll be performing between the two shows. So they'll be having a big old party between the two shows, but we'll still, again, be down there by like 1 o'clock to begin the festivities for the 3 o'clock show.
And then if you're going to the 3 o'clock show, come party with us afterwards, because we'll be there getting ready for the 7 o'clock show, 7:30 show.
And then parking is also, it's going to be a challenge, but Pinnacle Bank Arena is encouraging you to carpool is a good thing.
Yes.
And they also are opening up their entire arena festival parking lot space, which is that big parking area that they use for Rib Fest. That's going to be $5 for parking.
Ooh, that's a good deal.
And then you can walk across the bridge and have all of the Garth.
But I mean, we have Husker home games.
True.
So it is not like we are unaccustomed
exactly.
to what it's like when downtown is super crazy busy.
Yeah. Just have patience. Be everybody's friend in low places and just we'll have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And we've got a big Garth Day coming up for you tomorrow with the show.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix 96.9 Morning Show.